So let's review. Our Gemara began by referring back to our Mishnah Daf Yud Aleph, which said, "Be'emes Amru, Hachazin Roya Heichen Tinoik is Karen." A teacher is permitted to look into the book or scroll of the children by the light of a lamp in order to see where they are reading. Aval hu lo yikar, but he shall not read. The Gemara asks, "Vamet Reisha Roya." The Mishnah seems contradictory. First it says the teacher may look into the book by candlelight, and then it says he may not read. The Gemara answers that he may only glance briefly into the sefer so as to see where the children are up to, but he may not actually read from the sefer. However, the Gemara asks from a Braisa which says, "Rishim Gamaliel Oimer Hatinoikah Shabbos Rabban Hoyu Mesadrin Parashias V'Koyin La'Araner." The children would read by candlelight. Why are the children permitted to read while the teacher may not? One answer is Rashi Parashiyosef. The children too would only check the beginning and end of each chapter to prepare for the next day, but they would not learn in the sefer. Another answer is Shani Tinoikis Hoyu Ve'Emes Rabban Aleihen. Indeed, only the students are allowed to read by candlelight, because they're afraid of the teacher and would never tilt the candles without permission. The Gemara goes on to the next and final halach of our Mishnah. Lo yoichal hazav mazav neherg lavera. A zav may not eat together with a zava, since it might lead them to sin. The Gemara brings a brisa which comments on our Mishnah. Tanya, the brisa quotes a statement of Reb Shimon ben Elazar. Bo yirei al heichen pirtza tahar b'Yisrael. From the choice of the words of our Mishnah, you can see how careful the Jewish people were about ritual purity and refraining from eating food that is tameh. Our Mishnah did not state Lo'yechel ha-tohir im-atumah. A man who is tohir may not eat with a woman that is tummy or vice versa, because if only one of them were tummy, they would not eat together anyway, out of fear that the tohir person might mistakenly eat food that the tummy person touched. Rather, the Mishnah mentions a case where they are both tummy, and there is no concern of tumah, only the possibility of sin. The Gemara then asks a question that it will try to answer later from this part of our Mishnah. Iboilu. They asked, we know that a nida is forbidden to share a bed with her husband, even if they do not intend to have relations. Now, what would the halacha be in a case where they are both clothed? Can we rely on them being clothed to ensure that they will not have relations? The Gemara initially attempts to resolve the shaila from a Mishnah which says that according to Bisil, it's forbidden to have chicken and cheese on the table at the same time, out of fear that one might eat them together. Now, we can learn from here that so too they may not sleep together, even when clothed, out of fear that they will sin. But the Gemara rejects this proof. Perhaps in the case of the meat and dairy, it's usur, because there is only one person. However, in our case, where there are two people involved, the husband and the wife, maybe it would be permitted because one will remind the other. The Gemara tries to find the answer from our Mishnah, which said that a zav and a zava may not eat together, even though there are two people. If they may not eat together because we're concerned that they might sin, they certainly are not allowed to sleep together. But the Gemara rejects this proof as well, because deyes ikka shinuleka. In our Mishnah's case, we indeed have two people, the Zav and the Zava, but there is nothing unusual to remind them. In the case of the need, there are two factors. One, there are two people, and two, the fact that they are clothed is something unusual which will serve as a reminder. So maybe they should be allowed to sleep together if clothed. The Gemara finally resolves the question from a pasuk which describes the tzaddik. As it enumerates his virtues, the pasuk states, Ves eishis re'eyu loitime, vel isha nida leikarv. He does not defile his friend's wife, nor approach a woman who is in nida. Now the pasuk is comparing a nida to eishes re'eyu. Obviously, it's forbidden to sleep in the same bed as another man's wife, even if they are both clothed, as Rashi explains, for even yichud, being alone with an eishes ish, is also. Therefore, being that the pasuk compares a eishes ish to a nida, it teaches us the same is true for a nida, and one may not do so even if they are both clothed. The Gemara then brings a story related to this subject. Ma'isa b'talmud echad, there was a student who studied Torah and learned from great teachers, but died while he was still very young. Now his wife couldn't come to terms with it, and she asked her husband's teachers, how could such a thing happen? She could not get a satisfying answer until one Talmud Chacham visited her, and after inquiring about their personal interactions, it became clear that her husband was lax in the above-mentioned halacha. The Talmud Chacham explained that was the reason why he died young. Shaharei Omri Torah, Ve'l'isha benidas tumasu le'sikarv. For the Torah says it is forbidden to approach a woman that is a nida. We continue with the next Mishnah, which, as the Gemara explains, refers to the halachas of the previous Mishnah, and says, Ve'ilu min halachas she'omr ba'aliyas Chananya ben Chizkiya ben Garn. And these halachas that were mentioned earlier were among the ones taught in the attic of Chananya ben Chizkiya ben Garn. When the rabbis went to visit him, they realized that all of the great scholars of the time were there. Nimnu v'rava be'shamay al-Bisil. They counted that there were more people from the be'shamay than Bisil. And therefore, Shmoina asad varm gazer b'yayim. They were able to establish 18 halachas that day in favor of Beis Shammai, who were in the majority. The Gemara then speaks of the greatness of Hananya ben Chizkiya ben Gaon. Tan Rabban, Mikas and Megillas Tainus, Hananya ben Chizkiya v'Siyatay. Hananya ben Chizkiya and his colleagues were the ones who wrote Megillas Tainus, which was a scroll that recorded the minor festivals that were celebrated on various days that Hashem saved the Jewish people from harm. They wrote it because Shoyu Mechaven Esetzaris. They treasured even the difficulties that Hashem sent because they understood that they deserved them. Therefore, they were extremely grateful for Hashem for saving them from those difficulties. The Gemara next tells of another great thing that Hananya ben Chizkiya did, which also explains why there were so many people in his attic. Amar Yehuda Merav, Barim Zachar Oisa Ish LaTov. Hananya ben Chizkiya should be remembered favorably for a great thing that he did. Shel Molehu Nignas Sefer Yecheskel. If not for him, Sefer Yecheskel, one of the books of the Nevi'im, would have been hidden. Shaydvarv Soysim Divri Torah, because the words of Yecheskel have many apparent contradictions to the words of the Torah. So Hananya ben Chizkiya went up to his attic, and he did not come down until he had resolved all the difficulties found in Sefer Yecheskel. Every so often, many rabbis would come to see his progress, and that is how one time they were all in his attic at the same time.